The Traveling Bag, written by Susan Hill and read by Maggie Ullrenshaw.
The Traveling Bag, Part 1.
Tell me, what would you say has been your most, shall we say, intriguing case, Gilbert?
Tom Williams and I were sitting over an after-dinner brandy in the small library of our club. It was a dreary London evening, but in here, the fire glowed and the lamps cast circles of tawny light. One or two other members had come and gone, but it was the upper drawing room which would be crowded, that and the card rooms. The great library was closed while the beautiful old plasterwork, which had been damaged by a leaking roof, was restored. Tom Williams was a retired bishop, but you would never have known it, for he was without a vestige of the usual smoothness or pomposity too often acquired by his kind, and preferred the modest but comfortable surroundings of this club, whose name was not well known, to the grander premises of smart ones. The table was tucked away down a side street of St. James's, unimposing, perhaps even a little shabby. But it was efficiently run, and had better food than most clubs, a well-kept secret. Some of its members had names to conjure with, but those were accompanied by retiring personalities. There were statesmen, members of the judiciary, and high-ranking military men, and they all mingled easily with artists, writers, and gentlemen of the turf, and even with someone of my profession, if such it can be called. I am a psychic private investigator. I studied mathematics and philosophy at Cambridge, and followed with a second degree in the natural sciences. But from very early on, my deepest and most compelling interests were the investigation of crime, including the psychology of the criminal, together with the extrasensory powers of the mind. I am not a spiritualist, nor do I dabble in any form of the occult. I do not tout for clients. I have more work than I can comfortably handle, and turn down at least half the requests I receive for my services. People know of me, though I have never advertised. So it was that over dinner with Tom Williams, I had been answering some of his questions about both aspects of my work, although he was more intrigued about the investigative side, which was understandable, given his Christian profession. In my view, however, the psychic is only an example of the variety of untapped human potential, and has nothing to do with any form of religion. On those matters I stand neutral, a respectful sceptic. "Every case has its fascinating aspect," I said now, lifting my brandy glass towards the glow of the fire and watching its contents seem to blaze. "I would not take one on which did not. They have much in common, too. Yet each is unique in one way or another, and it is that which provides the excitement and the challenge."
"Pluck one out."
It came to me at once, as these things do. A picture formed in my mind of a downtrodden-looking man, and then superimposed upon it, one of a woman, wearing a violet-coloured coat with a fur collar and a small hat. Her expression was one of pleading and anxiety, but there was also a determination in her face and a singleness of purpose. She had appeared in my consulting rooms without appointment at the end of a bitter January day, and after I had invited her to sit down, she'd leaned forwards in the chair opposite to mine. She held close to her an old-fashioned travelling bag of brown, cracked, and faded leather.
"I see by the glint in your eye that you have hit upon a case," Tom said, smiling.
"Yes. Perhaps because it is linked closely to this club. One or two things happened within these walls."
"Then I will order us another brandy, and you will tell me the tale."